Kip Allen with a KFUO News update. A multi-million dollar contract that the National Institutes of Health has with the University of California, San Francisco, which pays UCSF to make humanized mice with tissue taken from aborted babies, expires tomorrow, unless the NIH exercises an option to extend it. As of yesterday, the NIH had not decided whether to do so. The contract paid UCSF more than $2 million in the current option year alone. Overall, in fiscal 2018, the NIH estimates it spent $103 million on research using human fetal tissue. The Ivy League is making drugs that cause abortions more easily available to students on campus. Yale University student newspaper reported this week about plans to begin providing Plan B emergency contraception drugs in a vending machine on campus. Plan B, which already is available at the campus health center, may cause early abortions in some cases, according to the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA notes that Plan B, one step, is believed to act as an emergency contraceptive, principally by preventing ovulation or fertilization. In addition, it may inhibit implantation. Inhibiting implantation means an already conceived unique human embryo may be blocked from implanting in the mother's uterus. Dozens of Irish doctors walked out of an emergency meeting about abortion on Sunday after they said their concerns about conscience protections are being ignored. About 300 doctors attended the meeting by the Irish College of General Practitioners, EGM, in Dublin to discuss the government's plans to legalize abortions starting January the 1st. Dozens walked out after complaining that leaders have been ramming through pro-abortion legislation without consulting the medical community or giving it ample time to prepare. Many doctors say they also fear being forced to help abort unborn babies against their consciences. More than a dozen Michigan lawmakers support a resolution in the state's House of Representatives pressuring fast food chains such as McDonald's to eliminate what they call gender-classified toys in the children's meals. Democratic State Representative Leslie Love, who introduced the measure last Wednesday, said the purpose of her resolution was to stop fast food chains from reinforcing what she called gender stereotypes. California's devastating wildfires may have destroyed roughly 95% of the town of Paradise, but one symbol was left standing among the ashes that give its residents hope. Our Savior Lutheran Church pastor, Brandon Merrick, posted a hopeful photo on Facebook 2 days after the flames engulfed the town, along with a 54-year-old church building and the parsonage where his wife and two kids live. The picture showed, still standing, a simple wooden cross in the middle of the parking lot. This has been a KFUO News update.